DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelson-Pill in Bonn. The Director General of the BBC, George Entwistle, has resigned. Speaking outside the BBC's headquarters in London, Entwistle said his decision came after the broadcaster's flagship news programme wrongly accused a British politician of child sex abuse.
I have decided that the honourable thing to do is to step down from the post of Director General. The wholly exceptional events of the past few weeks have led me to conclude that the BBC should appoint a new leader.
Entwistle had earlier said investigative programme Newsnight should never have broadcast the claims which implicated Conservative politician Alistair McAlpin. Since taking on the Director General position just 2 months ago, Entwistle's been battling to defend a broadcaster mired in controversy. The BBC is reeling from revelations that Newsnight had shelved a separate sex abuse investigation which implicated former television presenter Jimmy Savile. Police have said some 300 people have come forward in recent months accusing Savile of sexual abuse. US President Barack Obama has seen his electoral winning margin surge. Florida, the final state to be called following the November 6th election, announced the president had come out on top with most of the ballots counted. Florida's 26 electoral votes brings Obama's total to 332. Republican challenger Mitt Romney had just 206. Even without Florida's results, Obama comfortably won a second term in office 4 days ago, ending what had been tipped to be a tight White House race. Staying in the United States and to the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. Unnamed US officials have said the FBI probe that prompted the CIA chief's resignation was sparked by suspicious emails from his biographer and lover Paula Broadwell to another woman. The unnamed security officials said Petraeus was not the original target of the probe, but his name had been turned up in the course of the investigation. Petraeus stepped down as intelligence chief on Friday, citing his extramarital affair as the reason for his resignation. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Syrian opposition groups are set to continue talks in Qatar on Sunday in an effort to form a united body in the fight against President Bashar Assad. Since talks began on Friday, the fractious opposition has come under increased Arab and Western pressure to accept an opposition unity plan. But the Syrian National Council has expressed fears it may be sidelined in a new opposition coalition. The SNC's newly elected head, George Sabra, has warned that pressure to approve the initiative is misplaced. He said the West must focus its efforts on providing rebels with weapons.
We need only one thing, is to support our right to survive, to support us to protect ourselves. We need weapons. We need weapons.
On the ground, fighting continued in Syria on Saturday. At least 20 soldiers were killed in twin suicide bombings in the southern town of Daraa. Germany's Green Party has chosen its top two candidates for next year's federal parliamentary elections. In a vote among party members, Bundestag Vice President Katrin Göring-Eckhardt and the co-chairman of the party's parliamentary caucus, Jürgen Tritten, came out on top. They beat 13 other candidates, including party co-chair Claudia Roth. In a first for Germany, the party's roughly 60,000 members were eligible to take part in the vote. The Greens currently hold 10.7% of the seats in the Bundestag. Ahead of elections expected next September or October, a recent survey by public broadcaster ARD gave the Greens 14% of the vote. And turning now to soccer. In Saturday night's Bundesliga action, Bayern Munich notched up a 2-0 victory over third-placed Frankfurt. It was Bayern's 10th win in 11 games. They now have 30 points in the table, a Bundesliga record at this point in the season. Meanwhile, second-placed Schalke beat Bremen 2-1 and defending champions Dortmund beat Augsburg 3-1. Düsseldorf and Hoffenheim drew 1-1, while Freiburg's match against Hamburg ended 0-0. This is Charlotte Chelson-Pill for Deutsche Welle News.